A local ETFO representative says she is optimistic the conciliation method being taken by the union representing elementary school teachers will end in a new contract. Riley Gillespie-Wilson reports.
Due to the slow pace of bargaining, ETFO has applied for conciliation with the Minister of Labor, a process of bringing in a third party to work with both sides to find resolution. Krista Peterson, president of Upper Grand ETFO, says there's no question as to whether Upper Grand schools will open their doors to students next week.
Are kids slated to go back day one within the board? Absolutely. No job action has been directed at this point. ETFO's putting its focus on conciliation right now. We're hopeful that that neutral third party, such as the conciliation officer, would help us explore options to make progress and achieve fair collective agreements.
Peterson added teachers aren't the only ones affected by a lack of support.
These are our best tools to apply pressure to the government to address the staffing crisis in education, special education underfunding. It really does come down to money in a lot of cases, and when the education system isn't funded properly or fully, that impacts not only our education workers and teachers, but absolutely our students.
Peterson reminds parents and young ones no work action can be taken until after strike voting, happening in mid-September and mid-October. She maintains Upper Grand ETFO has a good relationship with the board. ETFO's goals can be found on their website, and areas of concern include teacher workload and working conditions. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.